It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In this new year, the Affordable Care Act's enhanced premium tax credits are gone. Those subsidies help to offset the cost of health care premiums for millions of Americans.
In Wisconsin, around 270,000 residents used those credits in 2025. Now, some people may decide not to pay for a health insurance plan as ACA Marketplace premiums more than doubled this year. That's according to the nonpartisan health policy research group, KFF.
So what happens if your coverage lapses and you need care?
We now turn to Tina Marshalik, Community Relations Coordinator and Health Insurance Navigator at Covering Wisconsin. That's a free navigator program within UW-Madison Extension that helps people enroll in ACA Marketplace Insurance and Medicaid. Tina, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
You too. And Trish Sarvella is here, Chief Development Officer of Partnership Community Health Center in Appleton. Trish, welcome. Hi, Trish. Can you hear us? I don't think we have Trish at the moment. Tina, let's start.
Good morning. I can hear you now.
Okay, great, great. Trish, you know, community health centers, they serve patients regardless of ability to pay using a sliding fee scale for services. What have you seen as these tax credits expire?
Well, quite honestly, we haven't seen anything yet as it has been impacting care. At Partnership, we see about 18,000 patients a year, and we are joined by 19 other health centers around the state. And what's really, I think, unique and exciting about community health centers is that we do offer a sliding fee scale for people who are uninsured or uninsurable. But one of the things that we found is that our health insurance navigators and certified application counselors have been able to really assist people to get onto plans that really meet their healthcare needs. Although things have gone up this year, certainly, we find that our patients really value their health insurance and have been willing to pay that extra amount to make sure that they stay in care for the coming year.
And some people may be new to a sliding fee scale. What should we know about this payment approach?
All health centers are required to offer a sliding fee scale based on household size as well as family income. So everyone's situation is a little bit different. And one thing that's really important for people to remember is that although maybe some of the adults in the family might not be eligible for programs on the Affordable Care Act or can't fund those themselves, our state Medicaid program keeps kids insured up to 300% of the federal poverty level. And for people wondering what that might be, that's a family of five up to about $100,000 a year. So I think we should always use that as an opportunity to look at how our state has really been proactive in making sure that children stay on coverage. So as we navigate these difficult times with increased prices, there are options for children.
Tina, turning to you at Covering Wisconsin, some people enrolled in ACA Marketplace plans, they may be seeing their premiums doubling or even tripling in cost. And as a navigator, have you seen an increase in people dropping out of coverage? What are you seeing?
Anecdotally, I have personally had more consumers go without coverage than I typically do during open enrollment, most notably for households that are above 400% of the federal poverty level, since they're categorically not qualifying for premium tax credits in 2026 unless enhanced subsidies are extended. And for those who may not be aware, 400% of the federal poverty level for a household of one is $62,600 annually. For a family of three, that's $106,600 annually. It's important to be aware, though, that subsidies are still available to many individuals and families on the marketplace. Not all subsidies have expired, and many of the people I work with have felt that the cost increase was something that they were willing and able to take on to avoid being uninsured, although that's not the case for everyone.
So you did see some people preparing for this moment in a way.
Yes, many people did seem like they were expecting the cost to be higher. And so when the costs were higher, they weren't necessarily shocked by it. Many people were very surprised by the cost increase, but not everybody had a shocking cost increase. Many people did, but not everybody was looking at their costs doubling. And some people, because there's been some misunderstanding in the public eye about what subsidies exactly are expiring, many people thought that all the subsidies were expiring, not just the enhanced subsidies that were given to the marketplace during the pandemic that were not extended. So there were some people who were expecting to have to pay full price when they still qualify for subsidies. And so their costs were much lower than they were anticipating.
And another clarification is that people have until January 15th to sign up for insurance through healthcare.gov. But what happens to coverage if they sign up now in this window?
If they are uninsured right now and they're signing up by January 15th, then that coverage would begin February 1st. So you could have a gap in coverage for January if you're currently uninsured and you're signing up on the marketplace right now. And you may want to reschedule any non-emergency appointments or procedures for when you have health insurance and take certain precautions for while you're uninsured, such as if you have an emergency, you can still go to the emergency room and looking into lower cost options during that time period.
We're talking about healthcare coverage in the new year, and we have Tina Marshalek, a community relations coordinator and health coverage navigator at Covering Wisconsin. Trish Sarvella is here with the Partnership Community Health Center in Appleton. I'm wondering, what options do people have to get enrolled in the state's Medicaid program in BadgerCare? Is that an option for people who lack health insurance? I mean, can people use free and charitable clinics with a lapse in healthcare coverage, Trish?
Absolutely. And that's the reason community health centers are here. We're here for everyone in need of care. And I think there's something really important to think about when we're moving into this period up until January 15th, for people to really come and take a look at what's available to them. And to Tina's point about all of the, I think, perceptions that people have about, wow, it's going to be too expensive for myself and my family. To talk to somebody like Tina or other navigators in your area to find out what's available, because we have found that healthcare costs are really regional. And what we might see in the national news may not be actually what's rolling out in the local community. And as people are navigating this, to make sure that they're not having a lapse in care, and community health centers will always be there for the community. We provide medical, dental, behavioral health care, and then all of the support services and wraparound services, as well as health insurance enrollment, to make sure that people are truly linked to coverage and to health care.
Have you seen an uptick in people signing up for catastrophic plans, though?
Tina,
go ahead.
Sure. Yes, I personally have, and bronze plans, just higher deductible plans to keep their monthly premium low. When somebody does pick a higher deductible plan and they're working with me, I make sure that they understand the risk of that, of the a high out-of-pocket cost that they could experience if they needed to use that care. Also, there are some bronze plans that have co-payments before the deductible so that you don't have to pay into that high deductible for everything. So you might have a $7,500 deductible, but when you go to see your primary care doctor, it's still just a $30 copay. And that can make the higher deductible plan more affordable for people, depending on what their needs are.
Are there risks with these catastrophic plans that people should know about?
Yeah, the risk is that if something catastrophic happens, you could still end up with a big bill if you have a $7,500, $10,000 deductible that you need to pay into. You'll still have an out-of-pocket maximum for your plan that should cap you in how many out-of-pocket costs you're paying in the calendar year. If that happens to you, you can reach out to the billing department and see if there is a financial counselor you can speak to. Many hospitals and health systems have financial assistance programs that you can apply for. They tend to be income-based. So how much of a reduction in cost you may qualify for can depend on your income. And if you qualify for any reduction in cost, can depend on your income. Also, sometimes repayment plans are available. You could look into setting up a repayment plan where you pay back the cost of your bill over a certain time period, like 12 months or 24 months, instead of having to pay it up front. You do want to respond promptly, though, to make sure that nothing is sent to collections.
Trish, your clinic is a federally qualified health center in Appleton. Do you have capacity to serve more patients at the clinic?
We certainly have capacity to serve more patients as we go forward from a clinical standpoint, but we do recognize that if we have a growing number of uninsured patients, the financial impact will be devastating because we know that having a payer source allows us to continue to provide care to those patients who are not eligible for insurance. So it's a real balancing act that way. I think health centers are challenged throughout the state and the nation with workforce. We know that there's a growing number of people who could and should be seen at health centers due to income or language or other services that they're looking for. But it's often hard to attract physicians, dentists, hygienists, behavioral health professionals. So as we struggle with workforce development strategies to make sure we're getting the right people into the positions, the community need continues to grow.
Oh, and so you see a gap then in the medical professionals area trying to recruit staff in order to serve your patients.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, Tina, I'm wondering, as you look down the road to how healthcare in 2027, you know, could face further uncertainties, what do you tell people as a navigator in terms of what they should do about making sure that they stay on top of their healthcare this year?
Well, if you have an emergency, please go to the emergency room. You still can be seen even though you don't have health insurance. Assuming you're uninsured in this scenario. Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned, if you get a bill that you can't afford to pay, to look into applying for financial assistance programs if they're there, and setting up repayment plans if that's an option for you. Looking into free and charitable clinics if you qualify for care at one, and you can call 211 to learn what the resources are in your area or what the free clinics are in your area. If you have prescriptions and you're either uninsured or you're having trouble paying for them through your insurance, there are some options sometimes, depending on your prescription, to maybe not bill your insurance or to go through something like GoodRx that can lower your costs. There are also some online pharmacies that can lower your costs. And if all else fails, you can potentially look into paying certain things out of pocket.
I was going to say, so definitely check around. Well, Tina and Trish, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
That is Trish Sarvella, Chief Development Officer for Partnership Community Health Center in Appleton, and Tina Marshalla, Community Relations Coordinator and Health Coverage Navigator at Covering Wisconsin. That's a free navigator resource helping people enroll in ACA Marketplace plans.